when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver. I am an entertainment reporter currently writing for Collider. And as you may know, on the Black Bi Reality Podcast, we have been recapping Love is Blind Season 7 with our co-host, Quita Tinsley, and different reality TV guests. But I wanted to do a dedicated video about Tyler and Ashley's storyline, since it does involve queerness and a lot of off-screen back and forth that would probably be confusing if you're just watching the show. So I want to talk about that and some things that I am thinking about as a black queer woman watching this all go down. So buckle up with me, have your iced coffee if you're gay, and we're going to dive in on this queer storyline. So first, we know that Tyler the Libra proposed to Ashley the Aquarius at the beginning of Love is Blind. Now, it already came out because of family members to the kids that he so-called helped create as a donor. Ori came forward saying he's going to claim that he was just a donor to these children. He was more than that on social media. So we're just waiting. When is he going to finally tell her? He does not tell Ashley until 2 weeks. Specifically, it says in the show 13 days before their wedding. It's still also very clear that Ashley was missing things in their first discussion about it. She said that this is something she should have known before he even proposed and she could say yes. True, but you're not going to do that if you're trying to trap a woman, Ashley. She reveals that she knows that he has kids but doesn't have kids, and it's with someone he knows. Ashley said that she hasn't seen any pictures of these people. So while filming, he kept so much information still away from her, so she couldn't really go in on him, which is like, this man is so calculated. He also hasn't offered any documents saying that he has no legal obligations to these children. Well, he has court documents saying the opposite, because the mother of these children are trying to go after him for child support. And then Ashley says, you know, it's admirable to help out a couple who can't have kids. And this is also something that I think us queer people need to also think about when it comes to trying to pick a donor if you want to start a family. But there's more. Next time we see them, you know, Ashley says once again, their whole superpower as a couple is their communication. You have to. I know that this man literally waited so he can build up points of why he is a good partner, and this is part of it, right? He made it seem you guys had good communication, but the minute you find out that he's holding all these things back, it literally should torpedo that notion. But I feel like us as human beings have a really hard time of like letting go a truth that was their truth for I don't know how many weeks Love is Blind films, but giving just 13 days left, it's like, you have more time building up goodwill with this man than the latter. So it's like, I kind of get why he dropped this bomb at this point, even though she's questioning why. This is why. So now after this, several things happen. Bree, who is the mother who given birth to these children, demanded that Tyler basically set the record straight publicly, since he's the one who publicly went on this international show, right, to make all these bold claims on these children that exist and will be probably confronted with what their father did for no reason. It's so unnecessary. He could have just dated, but he just had to be on Love is Blind. Like, this is weird. So she already said, come clean. I guess maybe gave in a deadline. Did not happen. So she makes this real. She has Bree Thomas 2 on Instagram, and there's like a 4-part series, but I'm trying to sum it up. Basically, she tells her side of the story, saying that Tyler was her best friend. And she was married to her ex-wife, and they wanted to have a family. So yes, Tyler was supposed to be a donor and maybe just like an uncle to these kids in the beginning. And that's why her ex-wife, Deshawn's name is on the birth certificate. Forgive me if I'm saying all of these names wrong. She then claimed that Deshawn left her after she gave birth to go back to California, where she's from, which is across the country for Bree. Bree claimed that they tried to co-parent across the country, and it's giving Arizona and Cali on Grey's Anatomy. The queers know. So Deshawn petitioned the court for full custody. Bree said Tyler helped her during this tough time. She claims Tyler asked to be a father to the first baby because he didn't want him to be raised by a single mother like he did, and she eventually accepted the offer. She later says that they got pregnant again, which was unplanned. She struggles with that fact because she identifies as a lesbian. And this is where my bi brain is like, what is going on here? Anyways, that resulted in twins that are unquestionably his. He's on the birth certificate, did the doctor appointments, cut the cord. She said that Tyler stopped by to see the kids right before he left to film, and that they actually supported him going on the show, which is like, why? Like, he's a grown man, he can do whatever, but this is messy. Messy. And it exposes, like, yeah, they're very vulnerable. It's easy for the heteros on this very hetero show to judge this kind of family structure. It's such an easy target. I feel like no one had forethought at all, because I would have fought him tooth and nail on that. But he probably would have done whatever he wanted to do. Anyways, then he first reached back out to Bree when he was in Mexico, she claimed. That's very interesting to then go back and watch those Mexico episodes. She said he kept giving excuses as to why he couldn't see the kids, because she was like, the kids miss you. When are you going to see them? Then he deleted his Facebook, she claims. That had all of the pictures of him with his kids. It's interesting because, yeah, if Mexico's the first time that they get their phones, which I believe it is, then that's the first thing to do for the cover-up. If you know you're not going to go clean about these children for a while, and maybe she is on the other side, Ashley speaking to her family of like, yeah, he's a good man, da da da, gives his full name. He's like, what's going to pop up? Maybe if someone on Ashley's side of the family is looking for me. Still, this is when, and I'm saying this as a reporter who covers reality TV, this is when you look at the person's friends, you know, or the tagged pictures. Like, there's still ways to figure out, because these pictures aren't completely scrubbed from the internet. Bree said she was shocked since they talked about her even going to the wedding if he made it this far. I know that Steven on Love is Blind UK, we find out from who he married, that his ex, I think, maybe ex-fiance, I forget if it was ex-girlfriend, but his ex was at the wedding, and she didn't know that she was the ex until after. And this is why, I get it, I get straight women, And people who are watching this are like, you are too easy on the women and too hard on the men. It's because men like this exist. It's literally because of this. I have no regrets. Like, what? Now, Bree mentioned taking him to court for child support and wanted to change the kid's last name so they all have the same one, which is wild because we have to remember Bree was married to Deshaun. This is Deshaun's kid. And she wants to now act like Deshaun never existed from what we're hearing, and wiping that different last name for the first baby and giving them all the same last names as if she never existed. And this is like, it's sad because, like, as a bisexual, I obviously am against biphobia and, like, we'll get into Deshaun and what she says that's, like, very lingering on the line of biphobia, but, like, this is literally every lesbian's nightmare, right? Is that, like, you get cheated on by your partner who is saying that she's gay, but then is having this weird connection with this cis man. And now even going as far as like family building with a fellow lesbian, or so she believes, only to seems step by step getting replaced by this cis man. Because we'll get to what Deshaun has to say later, but like, this is like nuts and terrible and probably the reason why there's so much infighting between lesbians and bisexuals on the internet, because what the hell is this? Even though I feel like this is absolutely the exception and it really does feel like it's a lot of like discourse online that does not, I have never come across a lesbian who was like super biphobic, so it's not something I feel like talking about on this channel. But now I'm covering Love is Blind and somehow this is all coming together. So anyways, she mentioned, so Brie claims that Tyler hasn't seen these kids since September 30th, 2023. That would have been a little bit before he actually left to go film. Now, next comes out is that Jesse Wu and Storytime with Ricky on TikTok had this chat with Deshaun, the ex-wife. It's like 2 hours. I suggest you actually go watch it, but I'm going to sum up this and now get to my takeaways, right? So they talked to Deshaun. She says that she could tell Bree was flirting with Tyler before she was pregnant, and while they were in a relationship, she confronted them. They denied it. Deshaun accused Bree of being abusive during their relationship. That includes physically. We have yet to hear what Bree has to say about this. These are just accusations and alleged, so we are still going to take that for context of where Deshaun's point of view is coming from. But that's it. She says later, Bree was open to having relations with a man to conceive. This lesbian is like, hold up. That's so unnecessary. We can turkey baster this stuff. She claims Bree was adamant that this is the one time she would be open to having relations with a man. Deshaun also brings up what a gold star lesbian is, and that Bree is absolutely not a gold star lesbian. Who cares? it was kind of cringy of her, and it was so apparent that it felt she was absolutely at least talking to one hetero, because there was a while of them just trying to figure out like what's a gold star lesbian in the first place. And all of this, and it's like, it does not matter, it does not matter, but we'll talk a little bit more about how these labels and the notions we associate with these labels, how it's like, is it bringing about pride or shame? It's just something to think about. I'll get back to it. But anyways, So she brings up Stead the first few times. They use this thing called the stork, which I want to learn about, of just doing like at-home conception. Tyler was acting in a donor role. It didn't work. Deshaun claims that she left town for 2 weeks, came back. Bree shows on a test that she's pregnant. Deshaun actually said that she cried because this felt like confirmation of this pregnancy absolutely came from infidelity. And that led to a fight. But she was like, I'm going to keep it moving because we've been trying for this child for a while now. We'll figure things out. So from there, Deshaun said Tyler was inaccurate, that Bree and her couldn't afford a donor. That's not true from her side of the story. Deshaun also later says that she was disgusted with Bree for having a relationship with a man because she married a lesbian. And this is, again, as a bisexual, my alarm bells started ringing a little bit of like, you should just be disgusted. Like, this is the same thing as when straight women are like, I can never be with a bi man because it's just so, maybe you'll cheat on me with a man and therefore I'm then disgusted. And it's like, at the end of the day, cheating's just disgusting. Simple as that. And yeah, it's the shame part for me as being like a Black queer woman who wants to everyone to feel just secure with themselves and not shamed for whoever they are. Because when you do that, you do less mess on other people because you're not working from a place of shame. Still, none of this is Deshaun's fault, but it's just all context of like how we're talking about this situation and how it's also being exposed to people who aren't queer is driving me a little bit nuts. Pointed out is that Deshaun also claimed that Tyler made a homophobic comment regarding the first child. So that's alarming and so alleged. So we'll take it for what it is. Something that someone else said. And then Deshaun said that she left for a baby moon and came back. This is probably what Bree was like talking about when she said, my wife left me. So that paints a very different picture, right? And she also claimed that Bree saying Tyler stepped in after she left was untrue. Once they all lived in the same apartment complex. So once Bree was pregnant, she became more attached to Tyler, and he was stopping by to like take out the trash and stuff. And Deshaun was so real when she said, so now I have a man in my house, and he's supposedly the man of the house. And this is also what I need, like, thinking of that, of like what that probably does to this man's ego, that he's now infiltrating on this lesbian relationship. I'm the exceptional man who can encroach on such. I get to also come in and start doing the manly things around the house while this wife is still there. No wonder he thinks that he can get away with being on international television and also saying this. Like, and that's the thing, that the takeaway I think for a Black queer woman, if I ever do some family planning, to also be thinking about when it comes to like picking a donor, is like, what place are you coming from? Is it a place of ego, or is it a place of genuinely trying to help other people out? Because let's not forget, Ashley said it was admirable. She's giving him kudos for this. And I'm sure a lot of people would give him kudos if they get the surface level explanation of the situation and not diving a little bit deeper. So more takeaways on this is that I think us Black queer women need to remember to be very realistic if you're using a known donor. I think there's positives to having a known donor rather than an unknown, because the fertility industry is very sketch. We've seen the documentaries, we've seen people who were born off of
donor conception speaking on TikTok. If not, you should, if you're looking to go down that route. So I see, and I have even thought of, what's the perks of using a known donor. But now the next question is the donor doing it from a place of goodwill or having a forever spot in your life? Because we know men, just in general, in hetero situations, they get a woman pregnant just to have a forever spot in this life. They would rather do that sometimes than get married, because even marriage can end and you can leave. Like, it's another thing to have a child that's forever going to see this other person as their other partner. And then also questions to ask with your partner. Do both partners agree on the donor? The answer should be yes. You can't make this forever decision and have one resenting the other. Let's get on the same page. And do both partners agree on the method to conceive? Because I don't care about the whole gold star lesbian, if she's a lesbian or not. That doesn't interest me. What does is that they obviously did not agree on the method of conceiving, and that should be something that should be agreed upon in two parties, I think. Let me know in the comments what your thoughts are. Next, I wanted to talk about how labels in the queer community is taking place in this whole conversation. As Bree Bry said, that she identifies as a lesbian, therefore she has a hard time coming to terms with the fact that she was obviously having a relationship with a cis man. Okay. I think the takeaway for us at home who are queer people, labels are great to explain a certain experience, to find community and all of that, but I think something to examine within ourselves is that, am I using a specific label from a place of shame or pride? Because if you yourself are have more wiggle room in your attraction and you feel shame because you're going up against people around you who say things like gold star lesbian, we might need to navigate of what does the actual lesbian label mean to you, and why do you want that label and all of that. I am so proud to be bisexual, obviously, with this platform, and just also how I always thought of myself as bisexual in one form. When I was younger, it was bi-curious, which is so funny to me because I know the queers tend to use bi as their wiggle room to get comfy to being gay or lesbian or whatever. For me, my stepping stone was I'm bi-curious, and now it's I'm bisexual, and I come with that with a place of pride, and I have a partner who does not shame me that I have had a past with primarily men. And sometimes I joke with my partner of do you ever wonder if I'm just straight? And Jordan's just no. Not once. So find a partner like that. That's my main takeaway. Because, yeah, you get a little less messy, a little less shameful. You are better with community. Next part I wanted to do as a takeaway for the situation. If you're proud in your queer family and lifestyle, then be up front. There's nothing wrong, with using a friend as a donor and being but he'll just be an uncle and we'll move forward in this. From Deshaun's perspective, she doesn't feel like they did this being upfront with their actual intentions. And honestly, it gives a little bit more credence to her side of the story, showing how Tyler wasn't upfront with Ashley until 13 days before the wedding. It's a running theme here that we're now following of this is how this person operates. So I don't think a friend or having even a third co-parent is a bad thing. Parenting is hard. More cooks in the kitchen could be so helpful if all of the cooks are running on the same recipe, but it doesn't sound like any of these three cooks we're working on the same recipe. One has to know what the boundaries and expectations are and if it's truly right for them. Because again, withholding information so you can get what you want out of another person is manipulation. Okay? Okay. Now, my next one is that my takeaway is having so much grace for Ashley. People are hard on Black women, and especially us Black women, we know how much risk there is for us. So we kind of have less patience, I think, watching Black women make so many mistakes in protecting themselves from people who are trying to get after them for something. And Ashley has already made some comments on her Instagram, kind of in defense of Tyler. Tyler made a comment saying he has no obligation to address anything with any of the viewers. Why did you get on the show, sir? Why? I think it's like a game for him. He, like we saw in his conversation with Ashley, he barely said a peep. So he has barely said a peep socially, and I bet you he's barely going to say a peep at this reunion. You can get a lot more of just saying nothing and then just telling people, well, your assumptions are wrong. We have to make assumptions because you're not saying anything, sir, because you don't want to be truthful. So again, I give grace to Ashley. I anticipate she might be his shield going into this reunion. Because neither of them, honestly, on this international stage, want to look foolish. Ashley doesn't want her narrative to be she was tricked by this man. Tyler doesn't want his narrative to be anything other than he is the praying, sweet, soft man that he has presented him to be since the pods. So, I give grace to her. And the next one, I'm trying to come to terms with, we're not going to be satisfied with the ending of Love is Blind Season 7. I've seen comments. I don't think people have been satisfied with these later episodes because we're missing so much and the editing is so in and out. So I'm going to have to like already start gearing up to get, have some peace that we're not going to be satisfied with this finale and reunion because there are people who are now so pressed to now cover things up and make things look more like a fairy tale that Love is Blind claims they're offering. But really, it's been a lot of trauma for Black women. That's the reality. That's the reality of this season. So, yeah, those are mainly my thoughts on the situation. Please leave your thoughts and comments below, especially if you are Black queer people. Everyone's welcome, but I wanted to have a very specific Black queer conversation on this channel and what we as Black queer people watching the storyline should take away. I hope the straights also have maybe learned something or like heard a different perspective with me talking about this situation. We'll be back for another recap of Love is Blind later this week. It will be later because we will be filming on Saturday, but thank you so much for still turning out when the episodes come a little later in the week than other podcasts. Other than that, we're continuing our Survivor 47 recaps, and I might have some more interviews in the future. You can let me down below. Let me know down below if there's a specific castaway you want me to interview for this channel. And I am still reporting over at Collider. I have written about this whole Tyler situation over there, along with more. I'm doing House of Villains interviews. So if you're watching that messy show, go for it. Maybe Tyler should be on House of Villains eventually. I mean, we had Shake. So, yeah. I would love that. I would love if I ever saw Tiffany do exactly what she did to Shake in season one and say, oh, you're a bad person. You're a bad man. Like, she said that off rip. You is bad. Like, we're villains on TV. You was bad. And Shake was like, no, it's not true. Anyways, guys, I hope you like, comment, and subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you are on our podcast apps, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please rate this podcast 5 stars to get other people to find our podcast. And I wish the lesbians well in watching this go down. And for the bisexuals, I wish you well in love, and I hope you feel visible today. Stay visible.